Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So this guy, this employer in Australia, the big company, the tech company, he uses this test. He calls it the coffee test when he interviews people. You're going for the interview, and he gets you a cup of coffee.
Oh, he gets you a cup of coffee.
Well, the company brings you a cup of coffee. Right? So then he watches what you do at the end of the interview, whether you take the cup of coffee back to the kitchen. And he favors the future or possible employees based on the fact whether you take the cup back to the kitchen. For me, I'm the other way around. If you take the cup back to the kitchen, I'm not going to like you.
Because yes, ora.
What are you going to do?
Like, because I'm thinking like, how would I know where the kitchen is? How big is this company?
He makes
like,
sure that you know. So on your tour, he takes you past, it's all part of your test.
Ooh.
He goes like, and here's the studio and there's our kitchen. And then, because here's the thing. I mean, if you've ever had those guests over at your house that take stuff back to your kitchen, I'm like, don't.
Just relax.
I'm not proud of the way that the kitchen's looking right now. Just don't. You give them a blanket and they want to fold it up and put it back in your kitchen. Just don't. Verstaan jy?
Okay.
Just leave it there.
Now that you put it that way, I'm like, okay, I can get where you're coming from. When you said it initially, it's like, yeah, that's a good idea. Now when you say it, I'm like, okay.
Imagine the look on Virginia's on his face. Now every client now wants to come bring a cup of coffee.
Yeah, also.
I've got my system.
Our kitchen sometimes.
You've got your system.
Yeah.
It's not here, but I'm saying. Anyway, he thinks that's a fantastic test. Because the kind of person who turns their coffee cup, suck up, to the kitchen is a good employee, according to him.
The mooi hart.
Kijk daar vir die in 'n persoon. Hey, ach, that person, do you want that kind of person around the office?
No.
Hey. Ask creep.
But maybe they wouldn't steal the teaspoons. So maybe we should start hiring people based on that.
That's our test.
Yeah, that's our test.
You give them like an array of 5 teaspoons and then you count them when they leave. And if they're all still there, we are hiring you at Jack Ranafin.
Yeah.
Tell me something. Have you been through an interesting, strange... Do you have a story to tell?
In England, we used to do recruitment and one of the questions was, we have a pantomime. Would you like to be part of the pantomime? And obviously, they are very eager to be part of this pantomime. And then you say, okay, please audition for the role of the chicken. And I probably saw more than 500 people do a chicken in an office.
No.
Just me and that person. Real funny.
For what position? And then it's like for IT.
Yes. HR, now you're making me jump now.
Yeah, if you're auditioning for the court jester position, right, in the castle, then But I mean, come on now.
Môre Martin, my pa het sy eie besigheid en as hy 'n onderhoud doen, loop hy altyd saam met jou uit na die tyd en hy gaan kyk hoe lyk jou kar. Is jou kar netjies? Kyk jy na hom, sy skoon binne.
Absoluut.
Ja, so, as jou kar vuil is, dan is daar nie 'n manier wat hy vir jou daai werk gaan gee nie.
No. Completely unnecessary.
I will never get a job again.
Same.
I have to hold on to this one for absolute dear life because my car is very, very clean for like 70% of the time. And then 30% of the time it is, Ripley, Joburg dust, the building next door. It's just like terror. But I mean, do you look at, what do you look at someone? Do you look at shoes? Are you a shoes kind of person? I do judge people on their shoes.
Shoes and
you
then
can keep them clean.
Smell
you can keep them,
like
the shoes.
Yeah, no. And what like perfume? Perfume smell. If you're wearing too much, I'm like, and then teeth.
I kind of feel like interviewing someone right now.
I know. Who wants to? Yes, join the team.
We want to employ someone for the team, and then we want to interview you. Luzan van Witbank, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre Martin, hoe gaan dit?
Lekker en jy?
Goed, dankie.
Sê gou vir my, het jy 'n interessante ondervinding gehad?
Ja, verseker. 'N paar jaar terug het ek gegaan vir die interview en die HR dames het my 'n paar weird goed laat doen. Sy het gevra dat ek op een been staan, sy het gevra dat ek my arms uitsteek en dan sal sy dit probeer afdruk en dan moet ek opdruk en dan sal dit kyk die resistance and with my balance and it was super weird.
Wat is die posisie?
Dit was vir 'n admin posisie.
Exactly.
So ek het rond gekyk vir die hidden cameras, ek is surely a serious craft.
So pathetic.
Not even to see this, my Valuzania is the worst candidate for this job. Sy het 'n persoonlikheidstoets gedoen en ja, ek het toe 'n M-tipe persoonlikheid, maar sy het my presies gesê, jy kort iets meer kreatief en ja, sy het obviously nie die werk gekry nie.
And what would have happened if you said to her, stuff off, don't touch me?
Exactly.
Ja, maar ja, ek dink dit was meer in skok geweest oor wat ek sopas alles een oog toe geknyp en dan kyk, ja, dit was baie vreemd, maar wat my baie gehelp het, is ek was baie intentional oor die tipe werk wat ek gekies het daarna.
Okay.
En ek is nou in a super creative job, I'm going on 5 years and I'm loving every moment of it.
Everything happens for a reason, eh? Alles gebeur om te rede. It's almost like that HR lady watched this TV show with the cops. There's a TV show where the cops in America, they've got tests, drunk tests. Stand on one leg.
Yes.
Did she maybe... Het jy nou drank geryk?
Ek hoop regtig nie so nie.
I've just explained the situation to you. When you walked in, jy het nou drank geryk en die HR-me gekyk het of jy nog drink.
Ja nee, kom ons kyk eerder voor ons nog enigstens verder gaan op syne regheid lyn kan loop.
Maak jou een oog toe en staan op een been. It was a sobriety test, Lusanne.
That was what it was.
That's what it was. Dankie vir die chat, Will.
Oh, dankie julle. Lekker dag.
With Martin Bester on breakfast.
Elke oggend
6 to 9 a.m.
Dis so lekker om in die oggend aan julle te luister. Absolutely love you guys.
Jacaranda FM.